Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Drifters bringing us back. One of the great Motown sounds. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating Black History Month with our two of our great members of our Brain Trust, the Reverend John Harrison, CFP, and the lovely and talented and highly intelligent Olala Njinga, CEO of Yellowwood Group. Yellowwood.com, is that right, Olala?
Yellowwoodgroup.com.
Yellowwoodgroup.com. Also, her book, 37, What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing. And then, John, is your website is AspireFA.com. The book is Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Mastery for Money, Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. And we have them on other times during the year, folks, but today we're talking about Black history, and we're talking about leadership now. What does the Black community need to do, if anything, about the so-called leadership? John, I think I'll let you go. I think Olala had the last word. Give us your 45-second answer.
Oh, that's a tough one, but I think that if things go the way that I would like them to go, and the Black community is seen as less monolithic than it has been seen in the past, then there will neither be nor need to be someone who takes the role of the leader or the spokesman or the go-to people to represent the entirety of Black folks in America, but rather people will turn to local people who exemplify the success and the traits they want to have and look to them for mentoring. I think that leadership in the future won't be a mass movement thing. Mm-hmm. It won't be a celebrity thing. It will be an in-the-trenches kind of thing where local people who have got it right help spread the how-to to other local people.
And it seems to me, Olala, John, well said, it seems to me that what I'm longing for before I die is where all groups, not just Black Americans, Southerners, Westerners, Easterners, Northerners, Asians, Mexicans, you know, Puerto Ricans, whoever, no group is predictable, is monolithic, as you said, John. No group can be predicted in a certain way. We're all woven maybe a little more evenly into the fabric of America. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I love the point that John made about being able to look at local leadership as the example to follow right in our own backyards. And I think it's because we have celebritized, in some ways, a lot of different people, and we collectively kind of look for that to be the standard. We always want power and notoriety to be part of a select group. And we're just now starting to break down that collective thinking and realize that some of the most incredible, talented people who get it right, who do it every day, who show up as an example, are right in our own backyard if we would just turn around and pay attention to what's right in front
of us. We have that problem everywhere, though. You know, John, Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except in his own land. It doesn't matter what color you are. You got that problem, don't you? So, all right, here's last thoughts, last part of this conversation. We have to talk about President Obama. He's our first Black American president. Here's the question to answer. Has President Obama contributed positively or negatively, in your opinion, to the relations between Black Americans and white Americans in his 6 years so far?
You would make me first.
John, all right, John, you answer that question.
Again, I think history will judge that. I think in the short term, the answer is I don't know that there's been any kind of contribution because I think he's been such a polarizing figure. I think that he's been perhaps a little too fast to identify a race as the heart of a problem when it may or may not have been.
Mm-hmm.
But longer term, history tends to be kinder to presidents than the short term does. Look at Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
So he
sorely needed history. Okay, Olala, you're off. You're back on the hook.
All right, so I'm back on the hook. I mean, you know my stance on this. I feel that our president has made great contributions. I do, in terms of race relations. We're not going to be post-racial for at least another two generations, so I think he should stop making references to being post-racial America because we're just simply not there. Like John, I do think that he's quick to throw race out as a predominant issue anytime something happens.
And that's unfortunate for any president, isn't it?
It is. I think it's a little reckless on his end.
Yeah, very interesting.
There you go.
Very interesting. Good job by both of you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the honesty and the courage and the experience and the stories. Ulala and Jingo, John Harrison, you guys come back soon, okay?
We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
And a couple of great folks, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.